Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
102.5 KZOK, classic rock station. Here's what's coming up on today's Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
So, power outages and school delays. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Don't worry. We've got some fun stuff planned for you. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Buddy Guy. We've got Jelly Beans Joke of the Week. And at 7:30, Rick Jones will be here taking your calls about divorce. If you've got a question, he's here to give you free legal advice.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen Anne for 10 years running. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Snow, power outages, and school delays. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Delays at SeaTac as well. We're going to have traffic for you throughout the morning. Just give yourself extra time if you do need to head out. If you don't need to head out, even better, because a lot of areas covered in snow. And here in the Seattle proper, we've got a lot of slush on the roads. So take it easy out there. And as I said, we will be bringing you the latest in traffic throughout the morning. Well, the weather's going to be great this weekend. That is the good news. And I would love for you guys to join me at Tacoma Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Saturday, I am going to be at Tacoma Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram from 11 to 1. And we're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy, a game, or a book. We're going to fill a Jeep Gladiator, and everything will be taken to Joint Base Lewis McChord. We're getting all this together for Santa's Castle, who benefit military families at Joint Base Lewis McChord. So join me Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1, Tacoma Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. If you're one of those people who likes to wake up with an energy drink or a Mountain Dew, good news for you. They are bringing back a fan favorite flavor called Pitch Black. It made its debut, back in 2014, but then was taken off the market. And now they said all these people campaigned really wanted to bring this flavor back. So Mountain Dew Black or Pitch Black. That's my favorite movie with Vin Diesel. I do not know what the soda is, but apparently enough of you do and you wanted it back. So good news for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida. Story of the day.
Yay.
Detectives are looking for a man who broke into a KFC. He was caught on camera sneaking and crawling into the restaurant chain. And after a while, he's seen taking stuff out, wiping down behind him and crawling back out. But the good news is the police department says the secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices remains safe. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Want to remind you guys at 7:30, Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones will be here giving you guys free legal advice. If you got questions about divorce, child custody, this morning is the time to be listening, to call in to talk with Rick Jones, 7:30. All right, well, coming up, we're going to tell you about, if you get pulled over for drunk driving, what you shouldn't do. Like, say you're pulled over for drunk driving and then you're released. You probably should not call someone who's drunk to pick you up. That's not going to end well. Danny Bonaducci and I have those details next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, if you're going to be a pal and pick up a drunk friend from a drunk crash,
yeah,
you shouldn't be drunk when you do it.
That, you know, but if you're drunk enough to crash your car drunk, all your friends are probably drunk.
Well, yeah, the guy wasn't with him. So this guy was driving while drunk and calls his friend and says, "Oh, I just crashed. Can you come get me?" Well, 35-year-old Jacob Furmeister gets into the car, goes to pick up his drunk friend at the scene of the crash. Well, cops were there, and they noticed that he was slurring and walking funny.
Slurring and walking funny. That's a big night out.
.203.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's serious.
Second one was .236. So now both of them get to
are
go
going
to
right to jail.
They get to go to jail together.
That's nice. They split you up when they send you to prison. You don't ever get to go to the same prison as your friend.
Look at you with the glass half full.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Everybody knows the claw machine, right?
Sure.
Now, I don't know that I've ever played the claw machine. I've watched other people play, and like you just never get the stuff, right?
Right. I mean, mostly you don't. I think at some point somebody has to be able to get it.
Well, there is a new book out called How to Beat the Claw Machine, Tips and Tricks to Help You Win Big.
A book? Somebody wrote a book about
this?
Yes. All right.
The author's name is Brian McKenna, and he says the machines are definitely rigged, but the right technique can allow anyone to beat them. And the secret is not to put your kid into that little teeny area.
Machines happen all the time. Your kid gets up in there.
Yeah, so they say that you can find specific prizes, and there's a certain way to do it so that you can get maximum grip.
Are you going to read this book?
I mean, I've never played it, so I don't know why I would start now. But
yeah, and I've played it, and I'm not going to buy that book.
But interesting, nevertheless, I thought. Well, theme parks are all the rage, and now they continue. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is on its way to be reopened as a, quote, children's paradise.
Okay, that is a little weird.
Yeah. The property had been purchased by a billionaire businessman named Ron Burkel for a quarter of the asking price.
I'll bet.
$140 million.
Was the asking price or the paying price?
Asking.
Okay.
He purchased it for $30 million. They said that the property had been let to rot after the death of Michael Jackson. But as you know, Danny, it's massive.
It is. It's everything about it is really big and out of proportion.
They said it's just shy of 13,000 square feet. It also has two guest houses, a lake, a 50-seat movie theater, and a Disney-themed train station, an amusement park, and a zoo.
Right.
So
I didn't know all that stuff was there, and I've been there.
Well, I mean, they say that a lot of it was, you know, run down, but I mean, I feel like everybody knows this, but the reason it's creepy is because Michael Jackson's alleged to have done creepy stuff there.
Yes, he is, but the key word here is alleged, because I refuse to believe it.
Man, but to now make it into a children's paradise.
That seems weird to me. Plus, yeah. I don't know how you're going to do it. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, super weird.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5. KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach, is next. Adam on Vashon Island is calling in because he and his wife are new parents, but Adam misses the intimacy he used to get from his wife, if you know what I mean. Let's see what the life coach has to say. Danny will take a call from Adam next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach.
That's right. It's time for Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Bonaducci is in. He is here to save lives one question at a time, whatever your problem. And if you want to be part of life coach, just email us at lifecoach@kzok.com. Our caller is Adam on Vashon Island.
Hey, Adam, how the hell are you?
I'm good. Danny, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a matter of intimacy.
All right. I feel that you and I have achieved that.
For me and my wife, we just had a baby.
Yeah.
And so our child's now 6 months old, and you know all of our attention's been going into the baby. You know, and
sure.
it's a new. We're new parents. It's all new. And thing is, I've been missing some attention from my wife.
Yeah. Do you mean like romantic attention, or just watching TV with you, or both?
I guess both. I mean, TV's become the best I can get, you know,
right.
Kind of cuddling on the couch with our kid. But it's fun. I mean, look, I love being a dad. I love her. She's a sexy mom. Okay,
what? Yeah, right on.
Obviously, like I know I'm not alone in this with new parents and all that. Our sex life took a huge hit.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry to interrupt, but how long have you been married?
4 years before.
Okay, imagine 5 or 6 years from now and see the attention that not only that you get, but that you give. People and things change, not after the kid, although they do, and I will address your question in just a moment, but after about 10 years with my ex-wife, there was almost no sex anyway, and I cannot tell you whose fault that was.
What could I do to get her to pay some attention to me?
Well, I will, I'll tell you what my belief is, and since I'm the life coach, my belief is what's important here. Does she trust you with the kid by yourself?
Yes.
You want to, and when I say send her out, obviously it's not your position to send your wife anywhere, but lunch with Sally is no longer out of the question. I need some help, but why don't you go see Sally? Why don't you go to the mall? To get her closer to you, you've got to send her further away. She'll be in the act of coming back. Every time she goes to have a lunch with Sally or go to the mall to go shopping to get new leggings or whatever girls are wearing this year, everything she does when she turns around is going to be coming home to you. She's on the way home back to Adam, her partner. Her, you know, the kid's not going to discuss you know, shopping tips and how Sally's doing. That's all you all the time. But pay tender, loving care to her and make sure she never thinks, well, this, he just, we haven't had sex in so long, he's only doing this to get me to have sex with him. Don't do that. Be attentive, be happy, be nurturing and all those things, and never imply sex. And my belief is, and I'm usually right about such things, my belief is she's going to be happy to make love to the guy that doesn't, oh honey, how was work, okay, let's get in bed, that spends a little time. Because the more romantic you are, that will follow along. My money is on 2 more months from now, and you're going to be calling me up and go, hey, thank you so much, life coach, I got some last night and it turns out my wife still loves me. Be nice, be attentive, send her out, she'll come back, it'll all be good. Thank you very much, Adam, for calling the life coach.
Of course. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's going to do it for Danny Bonaducci, life coach. If you want to reach him, it's lifecoach@kzok.com.
Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK. 102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Well, what married celebrity couple had a contentious divorce finally go through, and how much child support is getting paid? Woo, it's a lot of money. And the Kraken making history with yet another win last night. It's music, entertainment, and sports news next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
U2's Larry Mullen Jr. says if the band decides to go out on tour next year, it'll be without him. He said he is facing surgery that will keep him out of commission for a while. What type of surgery? Not revealed. Now, U2 last toured in 2019. I know they've never done that before. Like, I can't really imagine U2 going out on tour without Larry Mullen Jr., their longtime drummer, but I guess we will see. What we do know is that Bono has been super busy because he's got his own book that just came out. And if you're wondering, wow, this is so cool, well, what, like, what's going on here? Well, you can listen tomorrow night as we present iHeartRadio Icons with Bono. It's all about his memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. This will be an exclusive interview about his life, the challenges he's faced, stories about his songs, and more. This is tomorrow at 7, right here on KZOK. Well, there seems to be a new trend with the stories we love getting made into horror movies. So we had Winnie the Pooh, and now Bambi. Bambi, The Reckoning is on the way. They say this is going to be a super dark take on the lovely Disney story of Bambi. So we don't have a lot of details, but probably since Bambi's mom gets murdered, spoiler alert, Bambi wants revenge. It'll be like a cross between Cujo and Jason Voorhees. All right, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian. Man, they have been trying to get a divorce for, what, 2 years? And it is official. Kim and Kanye are now divorced. Kanye had been fighting this for years, and now they are officially divorced. Joint physical and legal custody of their kids. Kanye will be required to pay Kim Kardashian $200,000 a month in child support. $200,000. That's a lot of loot. Well, let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, the Kraken last night playing the Kings, and they won a franchise best sixth straight game, setting a team record for most goals and the most combined goals. It was an overtime win, the final for your Seattle Kraken last night, 9-8. Whoo, that's a lot of goals scored. So the Kraken now 14-5-3. They are on fire. Nice work, Kraken. Keep it up as the Washington Capitals come to town tomorrow night. Be here in Seattle with a 7 o'clock start time, and you can listen to the game on 93.3 KJR FM. A lot of eyes on soccer yesterday. Team USA advanced to the knockout round of the World Cup with a 1-0 win over Iran. The Americans finished second in Group B with 5 points, 2 behind England. They will play the Netherlands on Saturday with a chance to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. Woo! Thursday night football. Next game will be the Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots, 5:15 tomorrow. And up next for your Seattle Seahawks, that would be Sunday, Rams, 1:05 start time in L.A. And the best value in golf is back for another year. It's the Around the Sound Golf Pass, 14 rounds of golf at Port Ludlow Golf Course, Glen Eagle, Sunland Golf Course, and more. It is truly an Around the Sound Golf experience. $249. Buy one for yourself or for a holiday gift. Just go to seattlegolfpass.com for more. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OWA. Want to remind you guys, Rick Jones is going to be here at 7:30, doling out free legal advice. You got questions about divorce, family law, call in 7:30 to talk with Rick Jones. All right, well, next we're going to talk about mail. Like, when you're in college and you got mail, you know, it's usually like cookies, like a care package. But a college student got something she did not expect. What came in the mail? Danny Bonaduce and I will talk about it after Boston on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
A Binghamton University student received a shocking package in the mail. A heavily damaged box containing human remains. Now, this box was not intended for her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking a casket.
Nope. This was inside of this box, which was right. Not even meant to be delivered to her.
Oh, okay.
It was from a funeral home, and inside the box was an urn that had been broken, and ashes were spilling out of the package.
Ooh.
She did not have a family member who passed. She had to spend a couple of weeks tracking down whose body this was and who should have gotten this package.
That is weird. Did they figure it out?
She did eventually figure it out. It was another family who had been waiting for the remains of their sister.
Okay, that's crazy, because yeah. I was going to say, did he straighten it out? No, he's dead or she's dead. That's a wild story, Sarah.
Well, get ready for another one. 4 men have been arrested for vandalism after they allegedly forced an air gondola ride at the San Diego Zoo to be shut down. Now, if you've ever seen those people, you see them on a ski lift, you see them up in a gondola where they intentionally try to make it swing.
Yeah, sure. I used to be one of those guys.
Well, they were rocking it back and forth, back and forth, when eventually it got to the point of dangerous, so they shut it down.
Right.
And they said they were stuck up there for hours.
Good. They should have been those little scofflaws or law scoffs or whatever the hell they are.
100 other people were up there at the same time. They all got trapped.
In the gondola?
Because it's not one gondola that goes up. It's several gondolas.
Oh, right. Okay.
28 cars, 100 passengers, and that one car full of jerks.
Probably drunk jerks.
Yep. They said it normally takes 8 minutes. They were stuck up there for hours because they wouldn't stop rocking it.
I hope somebody gets fined over this.
Me too. I think arrest him.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Well, nobody wants to hear when you're on an airplane, is there a doctor on board?
No, nobody wants to hear that.
But that's what happened about halfway through an 11-hour journey over the Atlantic. So this is a flight from Ghana to the United States. Now, you think about some flights. Think about Seattle to Hawaii. There isn't anywhere to stop. So if you are partway over the Pacific or partway over the Atlantic, you got to keep going.
Of course you do, right?
Is there a doctor on board? A woman had gone into labor, even though she wasn't due for another month.
I could do that.
Oof. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, of course it's messy, but I could do it.
Well, thankfully, it wasn't Danny Bonaducci delivering the baby. It was an actual nurse and a medical resident. A flight attendant also helped. Three people helped to deliver the baby on the floor by the emergency exits.
Ew.
Yeah. And so she gives birth. They cleaned everything up. They said when it was time to land, mom and baby were sitting calmly in their seat.
That is so weird.
The airline,
did they charge her an extra ticket?
The airline said the delivery was uneventful, other than being at 30,000 feet.
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
No, you most certainly do not.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Our social media question of the day. Well, a perfect beverage can make any day better. What is your go-to cold weather drink? You can answer that question on our social. It's, you know, our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram page. You can also use your voice. You can send a message right here to the studio using the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app, like Angela and Everett did.
My favorite beverage when it's cold outside is a white chocolate peppermint mocha, or coffee, or hot chocolate. Either way, as long as it's white chocolate peppermint, I'm happy.
Yum. That sounds good. I think I'm going to change my answer to white peppermint chocolate mocha. What's your go-to cold weather drink? Our social media question of the day.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. The classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
In just 25 minutes time, Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones will be in studio. He is here to talk to you guys out there. If you've got a question about divorce, child custody, anything having to do with family law, he will be here to help you with your problems. You can call in and talk with Rick. Free legal advice, 7:30. Well, and speaking of, you know, relationships with exes can be complicated. Some people are totally cool having a relationship with their ex or even being friends with the family of their ex. Not something Danny Bonaducci believes in. You know, people have got rules when it comes to relationships. Danny Bonaducci and I want to hear what you guys think about it. We'll take your calls next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, we were talking about relationships with exes, being friends or having a relationship with your ex's family. And some of our listeners said they have good reason. They've got kids, so they're still in touch with the grandparents.
Sure.
Even if they're divorced.
Right.
One thing you said, Danny, and you've said this ever since I've known you, is you are not okay with your wife being friends with her exes.
No, not a chance. And I would not suspect my wife of doing anything wrong. That's not her vibe at all. But here's my rule on exes for boys and girls, whatever it is. If you've seen my wife naked, you're never going to be friends with her. I can't take it. I don't want it. And I've been called ridiculous for it. We're grown people. I'm sorry. And this, I told somebody this in Life Coach one time. I said, all you have to do is say, it's hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. Then if they don't do it, man, that's a real problem. But yeah, I don't agree with people being friends with their exes. Sort of like, let's go to dinner. Let's have lunch. We'll talk about them. Nope. Hate it.
Well, other than being friends with an ex, we want to hear from you guys now at 800-252-1025. What's another relationship example you think is not cool to do? So Danny's saying not cool to be friends with the ex.
Yeah, I got a lot of rules.
But what's another relationship example you think is not cool to do? Give us a call, 800-252-1025, or text us at 90627. I heard recently somebody say, well, at least this was a political argument. Then somebody was on one side of the argument, somebody was on the other. And he said, well, at least I control the way the voting goes in my house.
What?
Meaning he dictates who his wife votes for?
Yeah, that's what I get out of that statement. I think it's crazy.
Not cool.
Not cool.
And that's why voting, like, I miss, it's one of the things that bums me out about living here in Washington is I miss going to the actual polls. And it would certainly be a lot easier to have your own voice heard if you've got a stupid husband like that who wants to dictate how you vote.
It's what makes America great, your right to vote. I think it would be silly. I feel that it would be wasted, although the guy won. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Danny, another one for me, dressing the same.
Oh, my God, it's right here on my paper.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. dressing alike, yeah. And Amy, when I mentioned it to her, she said, well, we're known to do that. I said, yeah, well, we're stupid. Don't dress alike.
You guys dressed alike, and it was adorable. You wore matching tracksuits.
Yeah, that we got in a really weird part of New Jersey. Or New Jersey.
Yeah, I thought that was adorable, but like that was for a reason.
Yeah, that was a gag.
Right.
I don't know if I was rummaging through her stuff. Yeah, okay, I was rummaging through Amy's stuff. And I found pictures, and they were not. They were family in this, but I looked through them just in case, and damn if I didn't find a picture of her smiling, beaming at this very handsome guy named Victor. And I went, what happened? What is this? And she couldn't even understand what I was talking about. It's a picture. Why are you doing it? I said, is that an old boyfriend? And she said, well, yeah, it's from college. And finally, I realized the error of my ways, that I was being super weird. But be careful with the pictures that you keep around your house. Your husband and wife is going to find them.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. The Classic Rock Station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, up next, you want to start this cold, wintry Wednesday with some laughter? I certainly hope so, because Jelly Bean's Joke of the Week is next on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show, the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
And now, Jelly Bean's Joke of the Week.
Hello there, Uncle Danny.
Hello there, Jelly Bean.
All right, here comes my joke. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Why are green beans the most zen vegetable?
Well, I have no idea. Why are green beans the most zen vegetable?
Because they found their inner peas. Man, I'm funny.
You are. Thanks, Jelly Bean.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. The Classic Rock Station. 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK. The Classic Rock Station. Super excited because one of my best buds is in the studio. Good morning, Rick Jones.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Are you ready to help some people out,
I think I am. It's
okay.
A Wednesday.
I don't think I've ever heard you say no, but you're not ready to help people out. It's Rick Jones from Goldberg Jones, who is in studio right now getting ready to take your calls. If you've got a question about divorce, child custody, anything having to do with family law, he is your man. You can call 800-252-1025. We're going to be on with Rick Jones in just a few minutes on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.